in that national poll, when they strategically balanced it and they did the sampling, that only 38 states responded. And I said, well, the probability of selecting of an individual, somebody just randomly being selected, is only 1 in 200,000. If you have a 70 million Republicans, 100 million independents, you have 170 million right there, you're only taking 800. So what is the probability of one responding? Then I asked them, well, how many states did the other pollsters have? They didn't know. So they just arbitrarily, because this guy's a statistician and he gave them all the data, decided to exclude this one. So they arbitrarily left me off the debate stage. I don't think it's right. And I don't think anybody would want anybody being president if they thought they were just going to let anybody just trample all over them. They certainly don't want countries trampling all over us. And we have to be able to stand up for ourselves. So that is the reason that I'm filing suit on Monday.
In our final couple of minutes, what is it that you, Perry Johnson, need from my audience, from listeners here in Las Vegas and in Southern Nevada?
Well, bottom line is, I did send up a pack, because I do have people over here in Michigan that are hurting. And in that pack, we can donate to try to defend them, because 16 people are being hurt. If you go to PerryJohnson.com/backstage, you can see what it's like to run for president. I do have a reality show that I've been running. I was on Newsmax every Sunday from 9 to 9:30. I think I ran that series for about 10 episodes, 8, maybe 9 episodes. And I would like people to start thinking about whether or not it is important that the government shrink, because the government spends too much money, and I'd like to have more money into the hands of the people. And the only way that's going to happen is if we go and follow that 2-cent plan. Instead of having the government spend every penny in their budget every year, I say we do just the opposite. We freeze the budget and cut 2 cents out of every dollar of discretionary spending. And we incentivize the managers to spend less instead of incentivizing them to spend every penny in their budget every year so that they're broke. And that way they get more money the next year. I need their support. And that is the only thing that I ask. And if I have a book, 2 Cents to Save America, if they want to have an idea of what that plan is, just go to PerryJohnson.com and you can get a book, 2 Cents to Save America. It's very simple concept. We have 10 steps, and in those 10 steps, you can see what we need to do to solve these problems.
Perry Johnson, Godspeed, safe travels. When do you head to both Iowa and New Hampshire?
Probably after the debate.
We'll be watching for you. Perry Johnson, thank you so much. I appreciate it, and we'll talk again soon.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Perry Johnson, Republican candidate for President of the United States, the candidate you have not heard of, you now know he is on the radar, and he's going to be suing the RNC coming up on Monday, so we'll keep track of that as well. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Friday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We'll take you into the weekend as we continue to analyze the latest Republican primary polls. Is Iowa maybe possibly getting a little bit heated? We'll break it down for you.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Ron Quince has announced his candidacy for Congressional District 1. Ron Q is a conservative Republican who's lived in Southern Nevada for 20 years. He's no carpetbagger. Ron Q is a successful businessman and philanthropist. He's half the age of Nancy Pelosi, so he is the young blood that we need in Congress. So, Ron, why are you running?
When I look at my two little girls and their future, I can't sit around and watch the stupidity that comes out of this White House and continues to be supported by Dina Titus. These people are nuts, and they're dangerous. They trample on the Constitution, they are ruining our economy, putting dangerous criminals back on the streets, and opening our borders to killer drugs and human trafficking. And they declared war against our families, our values, and our cherished institutions. My family legally immigrated here 40 years ago to pursue a dream of freedom. Now I must pursue that freedom for our community. It's time to take back our country.
Thanks, Ron. For more information on his campaign, go to RonQForYou.com.
Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
With every other attorney in town talking about winning and how much they've won, it's time we look at the facts and set the record straight. Learn & Row has helped over 150,000 people collect billions of dollars for their injuries, with over $1 billion recovered in the last 5 years alone. We have over 50 attorneys and over 400 legal professionals and their resources to fight for you. The reality is, there's Learn & Row, then there's everybody else.
Learn & Row is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Multi-state offices. Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
Announcing the 3rd National Alliance of Women in Trade Summit coming September 30th. Visibility, advocacy, empowerment, awareness for women in careers. Women, have you considered a skilled trade profession? Become a carpenter, plumber, electrician, and more. This unique summit will be held at the College of Southern Nevada, North Campus in Las Vegas on September 30th with limited seating. To reserve your spot, call 702-801-6591 or go to info@nevadawit.org. Sponsored by CSN Women's Alliance and MGM Resorts International. For reservations or more info, call 702-801-6591 or go to info@nevadawit.org.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
From a candidate you probably have not heard of to a candidate you have heard a lot from, and we're going to, my guess is we'll be seeing him here in Nevada in the weeks and months to come. Talking about Tim Scott, the South Carolina U.S. Senator. He was on Fox yesterday, and I don't know if you've been seeing this, but it drives me absolutely nuts. The open border policy of the Biden administration and how it's, did you hear where they had 10,000 illegals come across our border in one day? 10,000 in one day. We'll get to that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Week 3 in the NFL is underway. The San Francisco 49ers down the New York Giants 30-12 in Thursday Night Football. The Raiders have their first home game of the season on Sunday Night Football against the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Silver and Black are 2.5-point favorites. UNLV football will be looking for their third win in four games tomorrow when they take on UTEP in Texas. 6 o'clock kickoff, the Rebels are also 2.5-point favorites. The Las Vegas Aviators lost their third game in a row to the Reno Aces last night, final score 10-2. And the Las Vegas Aces are back in the WNBA NBA semifinals. They'll open the best-of-five playoff series at Michelob Ultra Arena Sunday afternoon. The defending champions are 10-point favorites over the Dallas Wings.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot from my favorite luxury boutique hotel in Las Vegas, the Ahern Hotel on Sahara, just west of the Strip. Ahern is the place for conservatives and conservative events in Vegas. It's my home away from home. Did you know Ahern Hotel is a modern boutique hotel with 28,000 square feet of meeting space, restaurants, and event and conference space? The hotel is also non-gaming, non-smoking, and has no resort fees or parking fees. Ahern Hotel is perfect for parties of all sizes, from intimate to extravagant, whether it's a luncheon, cocktail, social, holiday feast, or company party. You can even buy out the entire hotel for one flat rate. You and your guests will have access to all the hotel has to offer: rooms and suites, event spaces, the pool, and unlimited food and drinks. For a limited time, if you'd like to get a free gift and invitations to special events at the Atomo Restaurant, the Comedy Club, or Chef Joel's Steakhouse, all you have to do is text WAR to 26786. Just text WAR to 26786 right now. Ahern Hotel.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship.
It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Not a bad looking start to this Friday morning drive-in. As far as accidents go, nothing to report on the freeway. Starting to see the brake lights, though, really forming there on I-15 southbound through the resort corridor. It'll be tapping the brakes from Charleston on down toward Tropicana. In North Las Vegas, still wrapping up a two-car accident on the Craig Road on-ramp to get onto 15 southbound. Should be a beautiful weekend. High temperature's going to, forget triple digits, won't even see 90. Highest we'll see is 88 on Sunday. It's right now a very pleasant 66 degrees. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Edition of Live and Local. Don't forget, Keith Skipper will join us from the Republican National Committee at the top of the hour. Ron Futrell from 8 News Now will preview UNLV and the Raiders and everything sports coming up in our 8 o'clock hour. So make sure you stick with us right up to 8:45 with Bill O'Reilly news and comment, and then, of course, Clay and Buck at 9:05. We were talking about candidates that you probably didn't know about. We brought you one of them, Perry Johnson, a Republican candidate for president of the United States, a guy that you probably have heard of. He is showing up in the polls. My guess is he will be on the stage next Wednesday from Simi Valley, the Reagan Library. And that is Tim Scott, the U.S. Senator from South Carolina. He was on Fox yesterday talking about this crazy thing going on along our southern border. Did you know they had 10,000 a day coming across our southern border? That is an invasion, folks. It's an invasion right under the administration's nose. This was Tim Scott yesterday on Fox.
The number one actual national security risk we have is an open, unsafe, insecure southern border that's led to the deaths of 70,000 Americans because of fentanyl coming across our southern border. The question we're asking ourselves, can this president not walk and chew gum at the same time? Can we not deal with the foreign relations challenges that we have and close our southern border? Instead, he's doing exactly the opposite, though. He's actually selling off the equipment.
So two things. To Ukraine for just a moment. What is your sort of red line in terms of how much more resources we should give, right? There's on the table, a couple dozen more billion dollars are on the table to potentially send to Ukraine. You say the goal is to degrade the Russian military. That,
yes.
That seems like a difficult thing to ascertain when that has actually happened.
Well, one of the things we should ask ourselves is what is the price if Putin strikes NATO territory? That price, according to Article 5, are our troops on the ground.
Right.
When we degrade the Russian military, it reduces threats to NATO territory that is contiguous with Ukraine. By doing that, we actually empower our nation and reduce the likelihood of using our troops. I think putting a price tag on that, I don't know what the price is for an American soldier. I can tell you, keeping them at home, safe and out of harm's way.
So the former President Trump said that he would put U.S. troops on the border when he looks at what's happening down there. Would you do that?
Definitely. In America, certainly.
Yeah. And how soon? What would that look like?
Yeah, so
if President Scott were looking at what's going on the border and, you know, President Biden was out and you were in,
yes.
What do you do on day one on that?
Day one is you eliminate the Inflation Reduction Act, get rid of the 87,000 IRS agents that he was going to hire, take that $40 billion. I have legislation that would do so. I would sign that legislation and put that $40 billion in the hands of our Border Patrol agents. We would double the number of agents that we have on the border and provide more resources, more incentives for longer hours. And in addition to that, I would certainly welcome more of our military there on the border.
Yeah, the White House keeps looking at the at Congress, and the House says we've passed a Border Security Act. So obviously you don't have a majority in the Senate, but isn't there a growing hunger among, you know, moderates and some Democrats as well? Why can't the Senate get something passed on the border?
Well, I'd love to see Chuck Schumer put something on the border on the desk of us to sign or to vote on. That has not happened. So what we see is a lot of noise from, frankly, here in New York, where you see the governor, the mayor fighting with the president for more resources because they're finally experiencing what Texas and Arizona have been experiencing for years. Seeing the devastation in Texas today, thousands of illegal immigrants coming to the border, is something that sanctuary cities like New York, San Francisco, and other places haven't experienced. Now that they're experiencing, they're having fights within their own parties.
A wake-up call.
It should happen every day, though.
We
should never surrender our southern border, and we should never apologize for keeping it strong.
It's Tim Scott, the senator from South Carolina. He's showing up in the polls. My guess is he'll be on the stage next Wednesday at the Reagan Library in Simi Valley, the People's Republic of California. Stick around. Coming up, Barry Manilow is making news down on the Strip. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyroot. Ron Quince has announced his candidacy for Congressional District 1. Ron Q is a conservative Republican who's lived in Southern Nevada for 20 years. He's no carpetbagger. Ron Q is a successful businessman and philanthropist. He's half the age of Nancy Pelosi, so he is the young blood that we need in Congress. So, Ron, why are you running?
When I look at my two little girls and their future, I can't sit around and watch the stupidity that comes out of this White House and continues to be supported by Dina Tynes. These people are nuts and they're dangerous. They trample on the Constitution, they are ruining our economy, putting dangerous criminals back on the streets, and opening our borders to killer drugs and human trafficking. And they declared war against our families, our values, and our cherished institutions. My family legally immigrated here 40 years ago to pursue a dream of freedom. Now I must pursue that freedom for our community. It's time to take back our country.
Thanks, Ron. For more information on his campaign, go to RonQForYou.com.
Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
I just moved here, and now I have to get permission from a licensing board before I can even get a job, and I need 1,600 hours of training before I can apply for the license. How am I supposed to do that and pay for rent?
According to data from the Institute for Justice, the state of Nevada has the most burdensome licensing laws for low-income professions than any other state in the nation. Hair braiders, landscapers, even shampooers have to undergo hundreds or even thousands of hours of training and pay hundreds or thousands of dollars in licensure fees before they're allowed to work in the state, even if they're already licensed somewhere else.
How does it cost so much to just get a job?
Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more about the way unnecessary licensure requirements are burdening working Nevadans. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
It's Kevin,
Danny,
and Greg,
your host on At the Close of the Mortgage Show,
brought to you by GFL Capital Mortgage.
We're here every week
to help inform, update, and educate you.
Find out the best ways to navigate financing when purchasing a home or refinancing a loan in today's volatile real estate market.
So to gain financial literacy,
to get the right information,
and have some fun,
tune in to At the Close of the Mortgage Show every Saturday from noon to 1.
Right here on 670 AM KMZQ.
Boom.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Believe, but Barry Manilow is making more news at the Westgate. He has made a kind of a second home of the Westgate, and he's done like 637 performances at the Westgate. That is incredible. That is absolutely incredible. A guy that's seen the show and is a big fan is our own Mark Thomas. And Mark, what's the news from the Barry Manilow front?
You know, this is one of those entertainers that has that it factor. I'm 56 years old, not exactly my target market. I'd say his biggest times were in the 70s. Oh, yeah. And, I was 10 years old in the 70s. And so it wasn't really for me at the time, you know, the whole love songs. But for whatever reason, I've seen the show twice, actually. Once in Southern California and once on another property here on the Strip. I haven't seen the Westgate show. But it's hard to put into words when you see when you know a great entertainer. You've seen a good show for whatever they did. They're engaging with the audience. Their energy level is high. This guy's 80 years old. And he's far from finished with his run at the Westgate. In fact, he signed on for another year. And this weekend, as you say, he'll be playing his 637th show. A guy named Elvis Presley may have heard of him. He played there at the, well, when it was called the International and then the Hilton, of course. So between 69 and 76, Elvis Presley played 636 shows. So big weekend, big doings over at the Westgate this weekend. In fact, my folks are driving up this weekend, and we're going to take in tomorrow night's show.
Oh, that is great.
Yeah, it'll be the third time now that I've seen Barry Manilow, and I can vouch for it. Man, it's good. It's time travel. You know, you go back and you hear Mandy. You hear, yeah, of course, he plays all of them. I don't know that he's got any new material out, but I remember the last time I saw him was 2009 on the Strip, and I knew every song, and it was just like, I feel like I'm back in middle school again.
And am I right? He sells out most of these shows. Am I right?
You are right. Yes. So
that's
this
incredible.
This isn't just limping to a finish line. I mean, they wouldn't re-sign him for another year. He's selling out nightly and getting a pretty price too, according to Ticketmaster.
Oh my gosh! Mm-hmm. How much? Just out of curiosity, how much are tickets?
The ones that I got were $75 per.
Wow!
And they're in the back section.
That's incredible. But he's going to be around for another year, God willing. I think that's wonderful. You'll bring back a report on Monday?
You bet.
Outstanding. Mark Thomas, big Barry Manilow fan, and he's going to see him again.
Yes,
going
I am.
To see him again coming up this weekend. Keith Skipper will join us top of the hour, by the way. For those of you that don't know who Keith Skipper is, he's the National Communications Director for the RNC. And we're going to talk about the debate coming up next Wednesday, Simi Valley, the People's Republic of California. Who's going to make the stage and who's not going to make the stage? We'll talk about that coming up at 7:05. Ron Futrell at 8:05, all things sports. My friend from 8 News Now. And we'll talk about the Raiders and UNLV and a whole bunch more. We'll do that and more coming up. First, though, I want you to hear from Larry Kudlow because this to me is important. What's happening right now, this spike in illegal immigration in our country, 10,000 a day are coming across our border, our southern border with Mexico. Unbelievable. Larry Kudlow had this reaction to this huge spike in illegal immigration. Here it is. Cut two. Go.
Polling shows immigration comes in first is the economy and inflation, second is safety and crime, and third is immigration. But immigration is about equal to safety and crime. And so that tells you how important the political side of this is. And look, the Bidens want open borders. They will do anything to generate open borders without thinking through any of the consequences, you know, the safety consequences. We're talking about the economic wage consequences. They have never thought through this. They just see this in terms of human rights. And a point that John made earlier is so crucial. You got a lot of people, a growing number of people who are coming in. They're not from Venezuela. They're not necessarily from Central America. They're from all over the world. There are people coming in from Russia. There are people coming in from China. There are people coming in from Africa. And that would make no effort. DHS, Mayorkas is making no effort to track them whatsoever. You know, these permits, they run out, and whatever they run out, nonsense.
Medical status, anything.
Again.
None of that's
exactly.
Being checked. Mayor Adams here in New York says, quote, we are not only getting asylum seekers from Venezuela, to your point. We're getting them from West Africa.
Yes.
We're getting from Russian-speaking areas.
Yes.
South to Central America. Governor Hochul doing an about-face. Unbelievable. We welcome them with open arms. Remember her messaging on this. Mm-hmm. We're a sanctuary city. We're a sanctuary state. We don't have capacity, she's now saying. So we have to also message properly that we're at our limit. She apparently has a limit. I mean, the White House, maybe you were en route.
What is her limit?
Queen Jean-Pierre was just asked by Edward Lawrence. What's too many?
There's no limit.
How many is too many?
There's going to be 10 million. There's going to be 15 million. By the way, For what it's worth, there's a story running on our Fox Digital website, Brooke Singman, who's such a great reporter. You know, Trump is out in Iowa saying he will engage in the largest deportation ever in American history. And he's citing laws that Eisenhower used in the 1950s to deport people. In other words, in terms of the upcoming debate, I'll go back to that, Fox Business is running in Simi Valley at the Reagan Library, which I'm promoting it, but I think it's important. These candidates must come out and talk about this. What exactly will